Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could speak to you for just a moment.
Whoa.
Easy now.
Back it up.
I go away from people. I don't go near people. I don't chit-chat.
Right now, our best defense has been social distancing.
So distancing.
You should start distancing yourself.
Distancing myself?
You know what? You're right. It is distancing.
We're your social distancing morning show.
So, back off 6 feet and enjoy this show.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show. Yes, we are 6 feet apart.
Yes, we are.
But as close as your radio or your smart speakers.
That's right.
All right.
Mike. And here, you know what I want to say this morning? Happy Friday. And I know it's all about the coronavirus. Here's the good news. Over 300 million Americans are healthy and well and don't have it. So
sunny today with high
rises.
It is sunny. You're darn right.
That's good news right off the bat.
Yes, it is. Let's look at it that way, shall we?
Glasses half full.
Yes.
All right. It is Friday morning.
Mine's going to be totally full.
Sure it will be. Oh, my gosh. And somebody else who's already having a good day today. First winner in the 10K payday contest. Sam Van Meter was the winner. Beasley Banker. Saying, hey, what are you going to do with the money?
I am probably going to go shopping at the food store. Or I'm going to pay some bills.
Okay. Either way.
Okay, good. And we know, man. We know that it can certainly be put to good use right now.
So you will have another chance to score some cash and qualify for that $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest a little bit later on. Next hour, 7 o'clock, in fact, less than an hour from now, we'll have a new code word for you. So make sure you're listening for that. Sunshine today, going to be nice, except for the weekend, a little windy.
Right.
Which means the pollen count goes back up, everybody. I know. 73 the high today. Upper 70s tomorrow and on Sunday back down to the low 70s. It's only about 57 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Oh, I'm going to tell you just how much of a tool Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez were.
No.
Yes.
All right, more on that and some other stories after Aerosmith.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, with good news, there always comes a little bit of bad news. Voice actress Julie Bennett died of complications from the coronavirus this past Tuesday. Now, she was 88 years old. You may know her as the voice of Cindy Bear in Yogi Bear cartoons for about 3 decades she did that voice.
So wow.
She did pass away, had some problems because of the virus. Now, lots of people still helping out, which is so cool. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos donating $100 million to help food banks throughout the country during the pandemic. He said, I just want to support those on the front lines, those who are working these food banks and supplying food to people. He said, Feeding America will quickly distribute that. Feeding America, a lot of people are donating to that. They will quickly distribute the funds to their national network of food banks and food pantries, getting food to those countless families who need it right now, and they definitely do. Oprah donating $10 million to coronavirus relief efforts, including $1 million to America's Food Fund.
Right.
So Leonardo DiCaprio, Steve Jobs' widow, they're all donating to that as well. Jay-Z and Beyonce donated $2 million to COVID relief. Well, she did, and then he just held her purse. But
Stop it.
Jay-Z. New England Patriots owner, you may have heard about this. Robert Kraft brought back over 1 million masks, the N95 masks from China, using his own private plane.
Uh-huh.
So that's cool. That's a little different financial transaction with the Chinese for him.
Boy, how quickly we forget.
Where are they? Orchids of Asia? Is that where I'm picking the masks up? Right? I am, right?
I think I've been there.
Yes. And listen to this. This just chaps my butt so much. There is a stay-at-home order in Florida now. But J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez, they were photographed, by the way, leaving a Miami gym that was closed. Sign on the door that says, this gym is not open, the whole thing.
Right.
Somehow they got in. They worked out, no masks, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Now, their security guards wore face masks. I'm sure they said, you guys have to wear these. We're not going to be around UPMs.
Yeah.
But they went and worked out. This just makes me so mad. Makes me so angry that they did. This is why people don't like celebrities.
You would think with the money combined,
yeah,
that they would have their own gym at home.
You guys don't have a couple weights to push around in your basement? Really?
Or are they just doing this to do it?
I don't know.
And you know, be back in the news in some way, shape,
maybe,
or form.
Is this how you want to stay relevant?
I wouldn't do it.
No
but...
way. No way. Not. And the gym just seemed icky to me a month and a half ago, you know?
Well, it's Florida,
Well, exactly. We've got to stay in shape.
Like,
I mean, we are.
Like the Georgia governor.
J-Lo and Avery, well, Georgia, who's just going, what do you mean? What do you mean there's a virus? What?
It's contagious.
What are you saying?
It's well, that's too bad. That's sad because,
yeah,
like
is.
I said, you would think with all the money, they would just have a gym by
really? You
at
don't
their
have
home.
A little round trampoline like me at home? You
they
don't have one of those you
down.
Can just bounce on? Oh, man, that is my angry take right now.
Carla and I decided it's going to be Feel Good Friday. How about that?
Yes. Yes,
right.
It is.
Feel Good Friday. I love this story. A tree trimmer in Ohio, he couldn't visit his mom because she was quarantined on the third floor of her nursing home. So he used his bucket truck to lift him up to say hi through the window. Isn't that great?
It is great.
You
it's
know
the only
what?
Way you can do it right now, really.
Feel Good Friday.
I like it.
This is another great story, and a lot of people just trying to make lemonade out of lemons. A couple in Michigan getting married this weekend. We're supposed to have like 150 people at their wedding. Instead, they're filling the church pews with cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
Here they are talking about it.
We were excited when everything was pretty well put together for the original plan. And, you know, they talk about have a plan B, maybe a plan C. I feel like we've been through the alphabet twice now.
We just envisioned just a regular silhouette of just like an oval head and then a body, but they made four different designs of adults and then made some into couples. And then they're like, and we threw in some kids there. And
I couldn't stand the idea of how lonely that walk down the aisle would be for Amy. So this is pretty cool because even though the people that care about us aren't there, the reminders of those people will be there that day.
I can't even imagine how much work
that would
probably be, but they felt that's what they needed to do.
You know what? Good. Smaller wedding. You don't have to feed all those people.
They're
you
cardboard
just,
people.
Yeah, everybody. There are going to be so many celebrations once people can celebrate again. It's fine.
Just a couple of feel-good stories for you. Right off the bat.
Don't need to pay for their booze. Jeez.
And you know what? It gets better because Adam Sandler has a new song out.
Oh, yay!
I want to play this for you, Carla. He did it on Jimmy Kimmel the other night. Got that for you about 5-6 minutes from now.
Yay!
Finally. Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Yep, we're here live and local in the studio. 702-739-9636. Phone lines always open. Or if you want to text, either way, KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. You know, the other night on Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Sandler from his house, Carla, new song.
Yeah.
And the only reason I like this already, it salutes doctors and nurses.
Yeah.
The people on the front lines.
Oh, absolutely.
Which we haven't talked a lot about, but we should, and we salute them because, boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Every day without question, they're showing up.
Yeah. My sister-in-law is a nurse, and... boy, it's crazy right now. It really is. No matter what department of the hospital you work in, it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
My daughter, Kelly, a respiratory therapist at a hospital here.
Yeah.
Went back to work last night, and I said, all right.
Oh, yay for her.
Yeah. I said, don't touch anybody. Don't get next to anybody.
And I won't be seeing you for a while.
I said, she goes, Dad, how... I can't do that.
Yeah.
I said, well, be careful, Dad.
Yeah, you throw that thing to him.
Yeah.
Breathe into the tube.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what, you know, my sister-in-law was saying. I mean, I said, do you have the things you need? She said, not enough. No, but she said, you know, she's very positive. She said, but we're not New York either.
Hey.
So thank God we're
not. I can't
even
imagine.
But she said, we don't have enough of what we need. And, you know, it's... It's,
so for those people on the front lines, we salute you.
Yes,
we
absolutely. Sister-in-law Lori, I love you. Love you, girl.
And Kelly, good job.
Yes, Kelly, way to go, girl.
So Adam Sandler, The audio's a little sketchy. You would think he would have better audio.
Well, that's because they're doing it only by phone.
They're doing it
like basically doing the show by Zoom like everyone else is.
Here's the song.
Doctors brought us into this world as babies, and doctors take good care of your grandma. Doctors always give you an old lollipop after hitting your knee with a hammer. Nurses slap your arm till they find a good vein. They wear Crocs and they tell you the truth. Nurses give you ice packs and pain medication while your doctor is smoking on the roof. Doctors and nurses will save us from this mess if we get them the supplies that they need. And I hope they save us soon, because I'm really, really sick of my family.
There you go.
Okay, I like that one. I like that.
I think the phaser out of phasing actually adds to the song.
Yes, yeah, it does.
Makes it a little bit more psychedelic or whatever.
That's good.
The new song from Adam Sandler. Shauna's on the phone, and Carla, Shauna's a nurse.
I love you guys in the morning. I absolutely love you guys.
So what's the attitude? What's the atmosphere like at the hospital where you work? I mean, you guys are going through this just like everybody else.
More than everybody else.
It's very cautious. Of course, everybody has to. We're starting to do the temperatures before anybody can walk in right now.
Yeah.
And so that's precaution. We're doing the hand sanitizer. We're the patients that are in the room, there are nobody else going up there with them, which is really sad. And we've got nurses out in the front triaging a lot before people can come into the ER.
And by the way, for the record, you used the word triage.
Yep.
A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about those cool words that you never can use, but you love to say. Yeah. And mine was triage.
Well, you sure can now, Mike.
Yes.
Jeez, way to go, Mike. Way to go. Jeez.
So, Shauna, if it's any consolation, how about a virtual high five?
Come here, Mike.
Well, thank you, guys.
Hang in there, girl.
Please spread the love from Mike and Carla to everyone there, okay?
And you guys, I know this sounds really silly, but those masks do make a difference. And let me tell you why. It's because even if you don't have it, but you might think you're exposed to it, if you wear those masks and just the basic ones, just keeping the germs to yourself, even though other people might have it and you can breathe that airborne pathogen in through your mask, but if you have it, you're not breathing it out to anybody else. And so it's the only masks that are the super awesome ones are the
N95.
Yes.
Friend of mine got some from Home Depot. I mean, like, way back when, because he does construction. And I have one. And I've just been, I use it when I go to the store and things like that. Thank you, my dear.
You too. Stay safe out there.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is ACE.
ACE. A-C-E, ACE.
That's the word you need. For your chance to win $500, text ACE to 45911. Again, that's 45911. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter FIX at 963KKLZ.com or the free KKLZ app that you have on your smartphone, right? It is free. Again, the word FIX. You have 15 minutes to get it out there. Spell it correctly. Now listen, you get a weird phone number calling you in about a half hour. Please pick it up this time. It might just be the Beasley banker wanting to tell you that you have an extra $500 to pop in the bank. The word ACE, 15 minutes, 45911. Good luck.
Hey, by the way, you still have a couple of minutes. ACE, the code word. ACE is the code word.
And can I say it is ACE? I know I made a mistake there. It is ACE, okay? It is ACE. A-C-E, yeah.
Okay. ACE, text it to the short code.
Yes.
45911 to win $500 or qualify for that $10,000 grand prize. Make sure you enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 963KKLZ.com. You have about 5 or 6 minutes to do that, so make sure you do it. The word again is ACE. A-C-E. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, here is the deal. Somebody has started a petition, by the way. Actually, no, I'm going to save that. I'm sorry. I'm going to save that.
Rewind.
Yeah. Yes, I want to say that, actually. Now, you and I, Mike, are not fans of Twizzlers. We like the red vines.
Yes.
But those of you who are fans, they're going to be sold for a while without the ridges in them. The company released a statement saying, why did we decide to get rid of the ridges? Mm-hmm. Maybe we wanted to do something unexpected, or maybe we had an issue on the production line. Something happened, it sounds like, with one of the machines.
Uh-huh.
So they said they're just a little different now. They're calling them Izzlers. So it's here for just a limited time. But, yeah, it sounds like there was a little mistake making them. Yes, exactly.
For those people that love Twizzlers.
Yes,
there's a few of you, I know. But you said, for us, it's red vines.
Right,
nothing
exactly.
Better,
All for Morty this morning, Ben and Jerry's. They have a new flavor. It's called Chip Happens, and it's chocolate ice cream with fudge chips and pieces of potato chips mixed in.
Oh.
Again, that sweet and salty thing. So, and in case you were wondering, yes, online streaming has surged just in the past week over 50%.
Wow.
So if things are moving slower, a little bit slower when you log on, when you get onto Netflix or something, that is why. Just be patient. At least it's still there. You know, back in the day, it took a lot longer. So, yes, it's busy. The online highway is very busy.
So we're looking for new stuff to watch.
Yeah.
Like everybody else is.
Sure.
So, Modern Love. You had brought up Modern Love.
Yeah.
And so we started that last night.
Okay.
I think I fell asleep.
Okay. Oh.
I dozed off.
Oh, okay.
And when I woke up, it was done. It was, Jody had the control, the remote, and all hell broke loose.
Oh, jeez.
But that's one that you had watched.
I did. Yeah. I think, who else? Somebody else mentioned that as well. And I don't know who.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who else mentioned it. It was good, though. I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that. Yeah,
right.
It's good. Try to go back and watch it.
Okay.
Try to go back, Mike. It's Friday, baby. A few things you should know.
Who's on the phone?
Yeah, this is Tony. I'm a letter carrier in North Las Vegas.
Hey, Tony. How you doing? We salute you, my friend.
Hey, we are making face masks. My wife and my daughter-in-law, we're issuing them out, and they're equal to the grade 95. We looked online how to do it. And I just wanted to remind you guys, don't forget about the post office, because we're out here, and I know everybody's waiting for their checks to come in from the government. So we're here doing it, too.
Tony, you know, and I don't know if you're on Twitter, but I posted a couple things the other day. There's a whole hashtag that is saluting, you know, you guys, UPS drivers.
Right.
FedEx, anybody who's delivering right now, because, you know, you guys too.
That's beautiful.
It really is, and it's well-deserved. Now, Tony, tell us, what are you guys? Are you wearing face masks and gloves and all that?
Yeah, we got gloves, face masks. Yeah. We got sanitizers here at the office. I carry a Lysol spray can. I carry a package of disinfectant wipes with me, so yes.
That's why my mailbox smelled so good the other day when I opened it up.
There you go.
He almost had... you know, like a holster.
Yes, exactly.
You know, with stuff.
It's delivery holster, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Boy, you be careful.
Yes,
be
Tony.
Safe, and thank you for everything.
Not a problem. Thank you.
You know what? You're right. You got to thank those people that keep this country moving.
Yeah.
With deliveries, mail carriers, UPS, FedEx, Amazon delivery.
Yeah, yeah,
all
exactly.
That.
Jeez, I had to sign for something yesterday, which generally you don't have to do, and And it was the most awkward thing, because he had gloves on. He was like, would you mind? I said, you can sign for me. I'm right here.
I'll verify it.
Yeah, that's right.
No problem.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Scary. All right. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard on the phone, talking about things you can watch over the weekend at home.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Do that here in a couple of minutes.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKL.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Normally in studio, but for the last few weeks because of, social distancing.
Yes. Jeff, first of all, Jeff, hold on. Are you doing okay?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Other than going stir crazy. And, you know, it's crazy. I'm busier than ever. Now with all these video on demand, I have 18 interviews scheduled via Skype or Zoom next week.
Good.
With different movies, different TV shows, different projects. My emails have just been inundated with interviews and projects.
But you have some great suggestions for us and our listeners.
Let's start with the families, because I get a lot of emails from people saying, what can the kids watch? We have a double feature from Disney Plus from their Disney Nature series. And the first up is called Disney's Dolphin Reef. And Natalie Portman narrates this documentary about Echo, a young three-year-old bottlenose dolphin. And he can't decide if it's time to grow up or not and take on new responsibilities. And the other one is Disney's Elephants, where you follow an elephant named Shama and her male child named Jomo, and they migrate thousands of miles in the desert in Botswana. And they face brutal heat, no water, predators. And this is narrated by Meghan Markle. And this is her first project after her and her husband, Prince Harry, stepped away from their roles from the British family.
Carly, you had talked about that in Entertainment News a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, this is her first gig, isn't it?
So it's out.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for something more for the adults, and I mean for the adults, there's a comedy on Netflix premiering tonight, a movie called Coffee and Kareem. And it stars Ed Helms as a police officer named James Coffey, and he's with his new girlfriend, played by Taraja P. Henson. But their 12-year-old son plots their breakup, and he hires these criminal fugitives to take them out, but he accidentally exposes them to a real crime network. But listen, it's got foul language, it's got chases across Detroit, one-liners, pratfalls. It's a guilty pleasure. I know it's bad, but I mean, I was laughing because I'm a big Ed Helms fan. One more real quick, because this is a great one. It's video on demand. It's called Beer Jesus from America. It's about this guy who has a microbrewery here in the States, and he was nicknamed the Beer Jesus by a beer tabloid in Germany because he took his beer company over there to the most beloved beer industry in the world in Berlin. So it's about him trying to beat the 500-year-old purity law. He struggles with cultural differences, all kinds of great. But it's American entrepreneurship at its best. So you got to watch the Beer Jesus from America. It's a great documentary.
Cool.
Wow.
Sounds cool. I like it.
You know what? I even tuned into, Turner Classic Movies. I told you about this a couple of days ago. I watched again, to my wife's dismay, The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
I watched that too. Isn't that great?
It is great.
Like I told Carla, it's no The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
No, it's not.
No, that's the best. That's the Gone with the Wind of Don Knotts film.
Absolutely. I am a Mr. Limpet fan. I really am.
It's such a cute movie.
It is cute.
It's the best. And that movie has been in turnaround in a remake for over 20 years from Jim Carrey to all different people been attached to remake Mr. Limpet, but it's never happened.
Oh.
But yeah, that was one of my favorites. You know, that was great, Mike. Me and you were watching at the same time. I felt that connection.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Well,
you know what?
Jeff, if it helps, I've watched The Holiday about 15 times. God, I love that movie. Loved it.
Hey, Jeff, always great catching up with you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next week. Of course, follow him on Facebook, YouTube,
Indeed. And
VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff Howard, good stuff. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day this morning. We appreciate it. 7:54. You know, we've been saluting doctors, nurses, people on the front lines, first responders. Jane's on the phone. Jane, what were you saying?
Well, there's another group of people out there that are working hard. They're the people that keep you on your remote connections and keep your computers running.
Oh, please. You guys you have your hands more full than you've ever had them before.
I know. My boss keeps saying it's going to slow down. It will. It'll slow down. It's like, he hasn't slowed down.
In what capacity do you do IT? Or do you do it for a company?
I do it for a small company here in town, and I'm the receptionist. I'm the first person you talk to.
Okay, fine.
You're the first person people complain to, you mean?
Correct. Yeah,
yes.
Nobody calls me unless there's a problem.
Yes.
So.
Oh, man, listen, everybody who's keeping us going on our computers, and you know, people can complain all they want about Cox and DirecTV and all of that, but you know what? They're all keeping us going right now, so.
Jane, our IT guy is pulling out his hair. He actually had a full head of hair when he started here.
I wouldn't doubt it. My poor guys, they're running themselves ragged.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thank you so much, Jane.
You know, that list is growing, too. We should add everybody at the grocery stores.
Oh, gosh.
Stocking the shelves and everything else.
Oof, boy.
Thank you so much. Elton John, Kiki D. Congratulations to the latest winner, 10K Payday Contest, Justin Pinto. Putting $500 in his pocket, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Beasley Banker called him up, said, you want some money, what are you going to do with it?
I'll say this, I don't know if I can say it on air, on medical marijuana. It's legal. I'll probably put it towards groceries for my family, realistically.
All right, realistically. It would be nice.
Love it.
And it is legal, so good luck. All right, by the way, your next chance to win in less than an hour from now, 9 o'clock. Details on the 10K payday contest coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Another take from Carla's Entertainment News.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know him, you love him. We've talked about him a lot. Dr. Fauci, a lot of people now saying this is the man who should be on the cover of People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive issue. There's a petition going around. As of last night, it had already reached its target of 1,500 signatures. I'm sure it'll top that as we move along. So you never know. 79-year-old Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, was running about 9 miles prior to all of this happening. I read an interview with him about two weeks back. He said he was only running about 3 or 4 miles a day now because he just didn't have time.
Right.
79.
I guess, you know what? There's something to be said about, you know, being sexy in different ways.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I think he's really sexy. Yeah, I really do. I think he's a good-looking guy, too. Good-looking. Mm-hmm. Well, he's Italian.
Well, you like him because
Italian,
of the glasses.
Yes, I do. The glasses, and he's Italian, doesn't crack. I don't know.
What?
Oh, it does. But God, he looks good for his age. He really does.
Okay.
Italian.
You keep thinking that.
I know. I keep hoping. Oh, man. Jeff Howard, of course, gave us all sorts of great stuff to watch. There is a list out now of the best single-player video games, so you can, you know, blow some serious quarantine time on these. Red Dead Redemption 2, The Witcher 3, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Those are the top three. If you are gamers, you're probably already playing them. If you are a gamer and not, there you go. Three new ones to delve into. And Andrew Lloyd Webber putting all of his musicals online for free. Just Googled his name.
Yeah.
You can watch all of his musicals. I think it's Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
It's a great musical.
It's really good. I think that's one of the first ones. He's doing them just over, like, you know, days.
I saw it when it was here with Donny Osmond.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A long time ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And his son then in the role.
Yeah, wow, that's cool.
All right.
Yeah, and then, man alive, some very, very sad news. Bill Withers has passed away. And yeah, I'm sure you know one or two songs, but man, he had some great music. One of the most soulful voices out there, that is for sure. He had some heart complications that he died of. And man, it's just, I don't know, it just breaks my heart. My dad used to play his music so much, man. It was great.
Listen to this.
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
Probably one of his biggest commercial hits.
Yes. Yeah.
But as you said, if you want to talk about soulful.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Listen to this one.
Yeah.
I want to spread the news.
Yeah.
That if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me.
Oh, I get chills.
I know. Same here.
When you use me up.
Oh, man. He was the best.
He was great. 81 years old, so very, very sad. But some great music that he left us with, and it is a lovely day. That is for sure. That is my take, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
Until you use me up.
We have a couple of bits of sound for you. One. We got to play these. There's a landlord in Brooklyn says he's not charging rent next month for over 200 tenants who live in his buildings. And the message is great.
Yeah, it is.
But the accent, being from Brooklyn,
it is even better. Yeah,
makes it even that much. All right.
For me, it was more important for people's health and worrying about who could put food on whose table. I had tenants that said they can't work. They didn't have money to pay me. I says, don't worry about paying me. Worry about your neighbor. Worry about your family. It's not about being cool. It's about people's health and I would hope other people could pass this down. I have my roots here. I'm not really worried about winning or losing anything. I just worried about the people's health.
That's a great.
Excellent.
That's such a great piece of sound.
Oh,
forget
man.
About it.
Yeah, yeah.
You owe me money?
Yeah.
You owes me money? Forget about
That's
it.
That's so cool. Good for him. And he started from nothing. Like, his family owned a gas station, and you know, they just kind of built up, and that's so cool.
Telling over 200 tenants, don't worry about
don't
your rent.
Don't sweat it. Ah, man.
Forget about it.
Wow.
All right, down in Australia,
oh, geez.
They're getting stimulus checks just like we're expecting here.
Yes, and I believe they're getting a few of them over the months, and one of them, this guy got, was for $750, and he spent it on himself.
Here's a TV guy's interviewing him, and here's what he told everybody he's going to spend the money on it.
Well, I've just spent my stimulus money. I've got 8 slabs in there, and that should do me about 8 days.
Happy?
Oh, I'm happy as a pig in mud.
That's the way, mate. Well done.
No
you
worries.
Enjoy.
I'll see you next week.
I have no idea what he said.
I had the translation. He bought 8 cases of beer.
Oh!
He said it should last him about 8 days.
And he's as happy as a what?
Happy as a pig in mud.
Oh! My-
Is that great?
You know what? I wish we could talk to him after drinking the 8 cases of beer.
I'll bet he sounds the same.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Live and local in the studio, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 702-739-9636. You know, as we look forward to another weekend isolated, social distancing, what do you miss the most? Right now, as we go through this all together,
yeah.
What do you miss the most?
I'm gonna go, John. What do you miss the most about it?
Normal I just miss life. Being able to go out and hang out with people, Friday night, go downtown, or go to a restaurant or a bar, or just even my friends. That I can text them and we can FaceTime, but it's not the same thing as face to face human interaction.
I miss going to a restaurant freely. And I miss going out of my house and not having to think about it.
Yeah.
Every time I leave my house, it's like, oh, okay, where am I going? Do I have the proper things I need? I don't like that feeling at all.
I'll tell you this, as a grandparent, I just miss the interaction with my grandkids. Yeah. My daughter just had
my best friend.
A new baby. Natalie, and we FaceTime all the time, but to see her grow and get bigger every time, and we haven't seen or been able to hold her or anything, and now my other daughter, Nicola, who just moved up to Washington, who is expecting in August.
Right.
And
you might not be able to go up there for that.
And be there
for a while.
Like
we
were for Kelly when she had her two.
Right.
And I'm seeing the effect on this, on Nicole, because she wants everybody there and deserves everybody to be there.
Of course. And not to digress, but with that said, you can't be in the delivery room anymore if somebody is having a baby now. You can't go in with them, and that's probably going to be for a little while. You know, protect the baby, protect the mother. You can't.
And I get that, but just to be there when she gets home and all that.
But I mean, there are a lot of people giving, birth alone. You know,
that's what I miss the most, though.
Yeah.
It's just being around family.
Sure. Yes.
And, of course, I miss going out, just doing like you said.
Having to think about just going to a restaurant.
I know. Or just going to the grocery store, not having to worry about if I bump into someone when I'm walking down the aisle.
Oh, I look at everyone like they're a criminal if they get too close to me. Like, hey.
Anybody else want to share? What do you miss the most? And be specific if you can. We all miss going out. We all miss hanging with people.
Right.
But Morty, what is it?
Morty just texted all, he's yelling, by the way, all caps. I miss working at work.
He is. He's yelling. We hear you, Morty. Yeah,
I do feel very fortunate that we do get to come in here in the morning.
I know.
I miss the people, the people I don't like here.
Yes. Yes, exactly. People ask about that, by the way. And again, I have to reiterate, there's only a few people who are allowed in the building. And we are all very much separated. I went to hand John something a minute ago and just kind of, handed it into his area. So,
into my quarantine.
Yes,
cubicle.
That's right. Close the door. Close the door.
Okay.
What do you miss the most? What is that simple thing that you miss the most right now?
702-739-9636. You can call in or text in. We're just asking the question during all this going on. What do you miss the most? What do you miss the most? Got people on the phone. You can text in. People doing that, 702-739-9636.
One of our listeners misses going to the grocery store and not having to worry if basic essentials like toilet paper are in stock. I hope that changes, too.
Uh-huh.
Now, somebody else, and this is good. I miss having a day off. I have been working 10 to 12 hours a day for the last 3 weeks hauling bread back and forth to California. I get it. A lot of people are even busier. Yeah. Mike and Carl, I miss going to the movies, says Kim, watching NASCAR and our Bar Jacksons. Great people, and I miss them. A lot of people miss hugs. They miss hugging. Yeah. And that might be, you know, might not happen again for a while. Kelly says, I miss going to a bookstore, libraries, craft stores, things like that. Karen, I miss hugs. I'm a hugger, and I miss hugs. A lot of people are missing those. Dalton, I miss just the freedom to go where I want when I want.
And do anything you want.
Yes, exactly.
Because we took all that for granted for the longest time.
We did.
And then all of a sudden you shut down.
Yeah. I keep saying this is just, you know, we haven't been sent away to war. Nothing like that. We just have to kind of stick it close to home and be very careful of who you're around and stay away from a whole lot of people. But we can do this.
All right. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
This is Dean Spooner.
Hey, Dean. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. What do you miss the most?
All-you-can-eat sushi.
Oh.
I don't know why. lots of fresh fish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, Dean.
And eating it with other people.
Eating with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a group thing. You and I don't care for sushi, but every...
No, but it's that social thing.
Yeah. Hey, we're all going for sushi.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Fine. At this point, I would.
I'm a chef by natural.
Oh, man.
So serving people and being a part of just the service industry.
Yeah.
Something I miss the most, for sure.
Hey, we salute you, my friend, and I hope things are back up to speed soon enough and they kick back into gear nicely for you guys.
Dean, have a great day.
Definitely, you too. Yep.
All right. Mike and Carla, morning show. What do you miss?
Oh, good morning. I'm a regular listener from Las Vegas. What I miss the most, people miss the most. I miss the pro sports.
You know what? I told my wife last night, because I was kind of channel surfing, and I came across, what is it, Cox Cable Channel 1038.
Right.
Which is the sports NBC affiliate.
They
were showing the Bears playing the Packers in Lambeau. This is when Jay Cutler was the quarterback.
How old was this game?
This had to be 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
But I knew already the Bears won that game.
Yeah.
And I told Jody, I said, anytime I can watch the Bears beat the Packers, especially in Lambeau.
Right.
I would watch a game back in the 50s.
Right.
If it was on.
I would have to agree.
If I knew the Bears won the game and beat the Packers.
And sorry, Packer fans, but anybody that beats the Packers, I'll pretty much watch. And by the way, it's hard for me to find the Detroit Lions beating anyone on TV.
Those games aren't on?
No, they're not. They don't exist. That's why.
Hey, listen, your next chance to score some free money. Maybe that'll make you feel better. 10K Payday Contest is back. Your next chance to put some free money in your pocket. Coming up in a few minutes. In fact, we'll have a new code word for you. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here you go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is noise.
Noise. N-O-I-S-E. Noise.
Noise is the word you need for your chance to put $500 in your pocket right now. Text it to 45911. Again, 45911. Win the $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter noise at 96.3KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app that I trust you have on your smartphone. Again, the word noise. You have 15 minutes to get it out there now. If you get a weird number calling you, you know the drill. Go ahead. Pick it up. In about a half hour, you're saying, what is this number? Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to tell you you won $500. The word noise. Text it 45911. 15 minutes to do it. Go do it. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Oh, boy. All right. Here we go. Some of the other news we think you should be aware of.
Okay.
sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, I do this because you're Italian, I think.
Yeah, I am.
Apparently ordering your pizza uncut can make the crust taste even better.
What is this about?
They say once you cut it, the oil and sauce start to run down into the crust to make it soggy. So it's better if you cut it yourself right before you eat it.
Okay.
So don't have the place cut it. You just cut it when you get home.
Well, that makes sense. As Italians, when we made pizza, we would just cut it right as we were going to eat it. So,
Just pick up the whole pizza and just fold it over.
Make a big pizza taco.
Cops in the town of Michigan. This town in Michigan finally caught a serial flasher.
Oh, good.
Who's been exposing himself since 2003.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nobody could identify that, huh?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what took so long. He slipped up and the cops got his license plate number on camera. Oh, man. He was arrested last week for indecent exposure as a sexually delinquent person.
Oh, blasted.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
So 2003, that's over 15 years.
Yeah.
They couldn't find this guy.
Wow. Yeah. What, 17 years?
God. Just walking along.
I don't know. Then, he looked like, I don't know. He had a coat, trench coat.
And a tattoo.
That I can't tell. Yes. Listen, Donald Ryan is his name. He lives in Florida. He has hung a giant replica of a toilet paper roll between his two palm trees in Florida, put like a rod across it, and it has. Yeah. I'm sure the neighbors are loving that. He has a whole art exhibit, apparently, on his lawn now. He has, Christmas and Halloween and Easter decorations that are all on pulleys and stuff like that. So I'm sure the Homeowners Association is loving this.
Down in the Boca Vista.
Yeah, until Boca Vista, yeah. Donald, he's the one with the big roll of toilet paper.
In Florida.
His palm trees. Okay.
Now, what's the big deal about toilet paper?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with that. And a guy in Norway. See, you got to be careful when you do. You try to set records, things like that. He went viral because he popped a bunch of balloons with knives trying to set the record. And then he had an accident because he fell onto his knife.
Oh.
And he messed up his hands and arms. And now he can't pop balloons for a while. So that's out. It's going to be okay. But, so if you're doing something like that,
okay.
I don't know. There you go. Oh, wait. That's nice.
Just be careful of the knife.
Shoot. It is Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
News. We end every show with a little bit of good news to start your day. Wow, this is crazy. Good news. I know, it's hard to find in the coronavirus war that we're fighting, but this might be the oldest person in the world to survive it so far, 104 years old. Well, he will be 104 years old. He has survived this virus. You know what? Give it a listen.
This gentleman will be 104 years old.
Whoa. Happy birthday!
Thank you. Oh, 104. This is somebody who was born in 1916, so he lived through the Spanish flu of 1918. I was going to try very hard to not let him lose the battle to COVID-19 of 2020.
His name is Bill Lapshe, his granddaughter. She said he's just amazing. On Wednesday, the family carried balloons, a cake outside of where he lives at a veteran's home in Lebanon, Oregon, to celebrate his 104th birthday. They said it was just fantastic. It's amazing because he wound up with the symptoms about 20 days ago and had them. He definitely did. He was sick for a while, but he's doing great.
Wow.
Just doing great. Yep.
Yeah, I got through all that other stuff. I'm not letting this kill me.
Yeah, Spanish flu when I was 2? No.
I'm 104 now.
I thought I was done with this when I was 2.
Not missing this part.
Oh, man.
That's a great story. That's why we always tell people, if you know of a good story, send it along. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963KKLZ.com. Or better yet, phone lines always open. We're live, we're local, we're in the studio. Tell us your version, 702-739-9636 of a feel-good story you might know of. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance, Auto Home Life. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. Hold on.
No, I just got a text from Morty. I don't know if you can see that text right there. I don't know if you can see that text. Yeah, okay, there you go. By the way, update real quick as we close the show. Mm-hmm. Morty, he tore a ligament in his foot. Yesterday we talked to him. He thought he might have broken something.
Yeah.
He actually had to go get an x-ray. Mm-hmm. The whole bit. He went up to the Republic of Summerlin because they were able to take him. Tore a ligament. So, you know, it's going to take a while to heal, but, you know what, a word to all of you, just be careful getting off your couch, mm-hmm. you know, be very careful stepping off your couch. You know what, don't get off your couch. How about that? Just stay where you are.
Hey, listen, recapping the show, that new song from Adam Sandler, make sure you check it out
on our Facebook page, and
we'll put it on the podcast.
I like it.
Also, what are you missing? Yeah. What are you missing? Boy, the one guy, Dean, I think it was Dean who said, going out for sushi.
With a group
of friends.
Yes.
And I think a lot of us are missing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And congratulations, Donald Peters, listening to KKLZ, a $500 winner, qualified for the $10,000. Boy, if that doesn't make you feel good.
Oh, no. Happy weekend, Donald.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll, of course, keep company throughout the workday or at home. With the Midday Music Marathon, she will have that for you. Don't forget, a little bit later on this afternoon, as well as another chance to score some free cash. At 11 o'clock, she'll have a new code word for you. Otherwise, do have a great day. Great weekend. Be careful. Yes. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And remember, we're all in this together.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.